Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schosser, B'Shalim, Zalman, V'Zgos, and Marisiyat, V'Chayetz, Chal, Tzayim. They should be given for that Sachat, Tzlach, and Tziyat, Dishmai, Good Health, Parnasa, B'Shafan, Kol, Tov, Sela, and B'Schos. Esther, Bas, Rachel, She should be Zechar, Fan, Drzi, V'Kagun, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us, Hanaitel, Tziparnov, Zubazu. Someone that cuts their fingernails one with the other, meaning they peel off one fingernail with their fingers. Abishinov, or he does it with his teeth, means he bites his fingernails. V'Chayin, Saroy, or if a person pulls out their hair. V'Chayin, Sfamoy, or pulls out a little bit of hair in their mustache, v'chein zkane, or their beard, v'chein hagadelas, a woman who braids her hair, v'chein hakecheles, or a woman who paints her eyes, she puts on eye makeup, v'chein apakeses, or a woman who parts her hair, Rebbe Eliezer's mechayev, all these people. All these things are toldos of an av malacha. So the first things that we mentioned, cutting or biting one's fingernails, pulling out one's hair, beard, or mustache, those are all a toldos of malacha of gezes, shearing. A woman who braids or parts her hair, that's a toldos of malacha of baina, building. And kecheles, a woman who paints her eye, is a toldos of Malach of Kaisev, writing. Now the Chum argue with Rebbe Eliezer. They say this person is not Chayiv, however, it's still Aser. The Chum asked this because of an Isser Drabanon. Let's say someone detaches something which is growing in a perforated flower pot. This flower pot has dirt in it, but there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot. Chayiv is Chayiv for detaching it. Why is that? Because since it has a hole in the bottom, it's considered like it's getting its nourishment directly from the ground, so it's like it's planted in the ground itself. However, if he detaches something which is growing in a non-perforated flower pot, Potter, he's Potter for doing so. He's not allowed to, l'chatchila, but he's still Potter if he does so. Reb Shimon Potter's in both of these scenarios, because he holds that if something's growing in a flower pot, it's not like it's connected to the ground, even if it's a perforated flower pot. And now moving on to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, continuing to talk about Aitzah. Now it's over here where the Rav describes the different Rishuyos of Shabbos, so we're going to also. A Rishuyos HaYachid, a private domain, is any area, a minimum of 4x4 tefachim, and surrounded by mechitzos, walls, or partitions that are at least 10 tefachim high. A Rishuyos HaRabim, a public domain, is an area at least 16 amos wide, such as a road or a marketplace, and according to some, there has to be at least 600,000 people that go through this area on a daily basis. Now, the airspace of Rishuyos HaRabim has a din of Rishuyos HaRabim until 10 tefachim, and above 10 tefachim is called a makom ptur, whereas the airspace of Rishuyos HaYachid is always considered Rishuyos HaYachid even above 10 tefachim. And once we mention the makom ptur, any area above 3 tefachim that isn't 4x4 tefachim wide is considered a makom ptur. Now, there is an in-between Rishuyos, which we briefly mentioned, which is called a karmelis, and this would be any area that's surrounded by mechitzos but isn't 4x4 tefachim, or it is 4x4, but the mechitzos aren't 10 tefachim high. Or it could also be a large area not used by the masses, such as an ocean or a large field of sorts. All these would be defined as a karmelis. Now, the word karmelis is understood as ke armelis, like an almana. The same way that an almana is not a young unmarried besula, and she also doesn't have a husband, so to a karmelis is neither Rishuyos HaYachid or Rishuyos HaRabim. Now, as we've said previously, one is only chayav for transferring from Rishuyos HaYachid to Rishuyos HaRabim or vice versa. If there was an interruption in between these two Rishuyos, one is not chayav. It would be usher to transfer like that, but one would not be chayav achatas. So now Mishnah Aleph tells us, Hazarik Rishuyos HaYachid Rishuyos HaRabim, someone that throws an object from Rishuyos HaYachid to Rishuyos HaRabim or Rishuyos HaRabim to Rishuyos HaYachid, chayav, he's chayav for doing so. Zayrek, throwing an object, is a tolda. It's a subcategory of hayshata, of transferring just by passing. But now we're going to have a machlekes. Rishuyos HaYachid, Rishuyos HaYachid, or Rishuyos HaRabim be'emtza. Let's say someone threw something from one Rishuyos HaYachid to another Rishuyos HaYachid, and it passed through a Rishuyos HaRabim. Rabbi Kiva Machayev, Rabbi Kiva says his fellow is chayev, v'chacham pater, and the chacham say he's pater. Now why would Rabbi Kiva say he's chayev? That's because of something called kluta kamisha huncha. When something is kalut, or it's caught in the airspace of a defined area, it's as if it came to rest there. So according to Rabbi Kiva, he threw it through the Rishuyos HaRabim, so since it was in the airspace of the Rishuyos HaRabim, it's as if it rested there. So it's like he threw something from Rishuyos HaYachid to Rishuyos HaRabim. The Chacham hold, we don't say that. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis, continuing to describe this case, throwing from one Rishuyos HaYachid to another with Rishuyos HaRabim in the middle, and onto Mishnah Gimel with something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.